As COVID-19 cases continue to surge in Nevada, state leaders are concerned about preserving healthcare capacity. KUNR's Jaden Perez reports that while new restrictions help safeguard the healthcare system, it can be hard on the business community.
On a press call yesterday, the CEO of Renown Health, Dr. Tony Slonim, says COVID-19 hospitalizations are going up. Renown usually had about 40 hospitalized patients prior to the current surge. In the last week, the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 have gone up 3 to 4 times the usual amount.
Personally, I struggle under the depths of how broad this pandemic is and how it still is taking hold. And as a public health professional who focuses on prevention and screening, I know that there's more we can do to prevent this terrible disease.
And to curb the further spread of the disease, Governor Steve Sisolak announced tighter restrictions over the weekend, which go into effect today. Some of the new rules will take a toll on the economy. For example, gaming operations, restaurants, and bars will have to reduce their capacity from 50 to 25%. In a separate call with state health officials, the director of Nevada Department of Business and Industry, Terry Reynolds, says businesses are making big sacrifices, but they are needed to help with public health efforts and to prevent further shutdowns.
So it's really to their benefit, even though it's difficult, but it's their benefit of being able to stay open and be able to protect their employees and protect their customers and protect their livelihood.
Reynolds says the state is working to help businesses understand and comply with the new rules. The statewide restrictions will be in effect for 3 weeks. Jaden Perez, KUNR News.